receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Блять, на нас!
Блять! Не кричи!
Да ты
хуй! Это пули!
Это пули, оботкнул! Оно да и тоже, да.
Ёб твою мать!
That's Russia hitting the capital of Ukraine, Kiev, last night with a 21 missile. Single missile delivery system, MIRV technology. That's in response to Ukraine launching over 1,000 drones against Moscow and other cities last week. Yesterday was the most devastating day in Ukraine in the 4+ year war that appears to be nowhere in sight finding the ending. And I sure hope Trump can get a peace deal with Iran, but 86 days into this, it's a total repeat of the same garbage where he says he has a deal and Iran officially said on their state-run media, no, you don't. Now, I predicted that would happen. How to do that? Well, I study all the top war gamers. And they said this would unfold what we're witnessing. And Trump has been painted in the corner. And BlackRock and the globalists want us to go bankrupt. And his whole economic agenda has been derailed. But a lot of the boomers think I'm a traitor, even though I've been proven totally right in the last 85 days. And just say, we want total war. We don't care what happens to America. We don't care if we're eating garbage out of garbage pails. We will keep bombing Iran until the cows come home. What you're witnessing is a new world war we're in. As many historians and futurists, sociologists predicted would come during the fourth turning. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, the 24th day of May, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the studios of the Alex Jones Network. You can find our new mothership website with all the video and audio feeds, news articles, special reports, and more. The next wave, the next phase in the info war at alexjoneslive.com. And remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share that link. And, of course, we're on all the same radio stations, and find the feeds at X at Real Alex Jones and Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Be sure and share that link as well. Okay, I have, as usual, overprepared for you today. Very honored and blessed to be here at 4:03 Central Standard Time. Hundreds of our radio stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, but the internet does, so we're here. We're going to break in about a minute and a half, come back after a one-minute break, and launch into it all. We have the out-of-control developments in Ukraine and Russia, the incredible insanity unfolding with the shooter, blasting rounds towards the White House and being killed. We have the so-called peace deal that Trump says he has a peace deal, and then Iran for the 20th, 30th, I can't keep track anymore, says, no, you don't, because Iran has brought forward proposals that Trump won't sign on to, but Trump just wants the Strait of Hormuz opened, which was opened before Israel launched its attack on February 28th, dragging us into it 86 days ago. And we'll look at what that's done to the economy. 61% of Americans said they had to cut back on groceries. The Republican Party's publicly hit the emergency switch and the emergency brake and said to Trump, our own polling numbers, we've got them here. Republican Party numbers are, we are F-U'd, you know what it. Stop it. And Israel says, we're not going to stop attacking Iran no matter what you do. So this is a serious situation. We've got all that and so much more I've prepared for tonight. You'll want to stay with us, my friends. We'll also look at what the Democrats are up to, and boy, are they busy trying to bring the country down. All this and more straight ahead. Stay with us.
This Memorial Day, honor freedom. and save big at thealexjonesstore.com. Right now, get an additional 25% off already discounted products. Limited time, limited supply. Take action now.
Introducing the Gates of Hell Parasite shirt. Inspired by the tick that turned barbecue lovers into cautious vegans overnight. Alpha Gal approved. Order now before the next helicopter drop.
Introducing the new 1776 wallet from thealexjonesstore.com. Now with enough room to hold receipts from groceries that somehow cost $500.
Don't wait any longer. Go to the website now. You'll be happy you did.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si latibus obsedis, fortune amici vulnera, sutra impreteris.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Russia launched its biggest attack in 4.5 years against Ukraine yesterday, hitting mainly the capital that it's not been targeting very often. That was in response to Ukraine, backed by NATO and the U.S., launching over 1,000 drones last week, 600 of which went into Moscow. Many hit their targets, including residential apartment buildings, shopping malls. You name it, Russia has now responded by firing ballistic missiles that carry at least 21 warheads apiece when it comes back into the atmosphere. You just saw that footage. We'll be going over all of it tonight. Now, I want to be very, very clear on this live Sunday, May 24th, 2026 transmission that I want President Trump to succeed. And his agenda still is night and day better than the Democrats and the globalists and the New World Order left. That said, we knew the probability of what would happen when he went into Ukraine, drug in by Israel, 86 days ago. And then we knew what the responses would be once the strait was closed. And we knew that Iran would have their back up against the wall and only have power by keeping the strait closed and holding the world economy hostage and trying to force the U.S. military out of the Middle East, trying to force $500 billion reparations, they've said they've lost, and saying they're going to keep uranium. Obviously, Trump is not going to be going along with that. But Trump for the, I stopped counting it like 38 times last week. We've gone and actually shown the charts, and others have picked it up and shown it. 38 times Trump has said, we've won the war, we've had regime change, it's over, the strait will be open. We're hours away from a deal, and he said that, obviously, Friday and Saturday, and then I have the Iranians' official national state-run media, and they said there is no deal, and we were told by U.S. diplomats that this is just for consumption by the American people. And Trump, a week ago, even slipped up on TV and said, yeah, I just want the uranium for PR face-saving. Well, I mean, he just thinks out loud now. So in the past, because I know all the different policies, Trump was very honest in his first term and very honest on policies and things when he was running. And then when he got in the first 6-8 months or so, it was like the golden age for real. I was just in ecstasy and people were like, my God, can you brown nose any better? I'm like, no, this is amazing. And then, as you know, the Epstein cover up began and the killing of Trump and Butler, that cover up happened and all this other stuff went on. And then we got drug into Midnight Hammer that I said would lead to a wider war, and now here we are. And I explained this back on March 1st, that Saturday show when the war had started, triggered the day before by Israel launching an attack first, because Trump had decided not to strike right then, so they said, we're just dragging you in. Secretary of State Rubio exposed that. It's now been declassified. And I said, if we could have the mullahs fall like Israel said in 4 days, that'd be great. But I believe the Pentagon's assessment, because I can study what they said and I know all these facts are true, 92% chance they don't fall for over a year, they close the strait, and it destroys the world economy and Trump's recovery plan. So it wasn't going to work. But all these pro-war people and all the boomers and the Israel First crowd are just viciously attacking anyone that was right when this happened, right before it happened, and then is right now just saying, you know, just have faith, everything's going to turn out okay. Now, even a couple months ago when this first started, Trump was publicly saying, and probably Tucker Carlson and others, oh, everything I ever do, you know, ends up turning out right. Just watch, it'll be okay. He's known for at least a month he got set up and is completely pissed and wants an off-ramp. But the Iranians aren't going to give up anything because they have said publicly they believe we'll just turn around and double-cross them down the road. And if you look, all Iran can do is try to keep the strait closed and absolutely force Trump through an economic catastrophe to give them what they want. And I don't think Trump's going to do that. So this is the immovable object, runs into the unstoppable force. Just as I said 85 days ago, 86 days ago when this started, just as I said before it started. And I don't see this ending anytime soon. Now, at least for a few weeks, we've had a so-called ceasefire. And Israel's been hitting Lebanon and Gaza again, trying to stir things back up. They admit that. Israel says, we're not stopping. They don't want a peace deal. Because that's, I guess, in their interest, they think. And they're already taking part of Lebanon and saying, yeah, it's ours and all the rest of it, and greater Israel. That just stirs up the Muslims. And now they're talking about, well, having an expansion kind of the ceasefire with a working negotiation for a month to see if Iran will give up its uranium and turn over the Strait of Hormuz and all the rest of it. And Iran says, we're never doing any of that under any circumstance. So maybe Trump just uses this ongoing negotiation the next month or so, and this thing kind of fades out and we just forget about what happened. And Iran now does a toll that is shared with the other Gulf states that border the strait on both sides, and Iran has a huge victory, but we kind of just forget about it and move on because they're going to have a much bigger victory if the shutdown of our economy continues, but the real victors will be BlackRock and the central banks that want the Trump recovery economic plan to fail, which is an excellent plan. America's on the edge of bankruptcy. We were already in it. We were having our national financial ratings lowered. That's where the globalists wanted us. They have unlimited fiat currency. They want to loan it to us. They want to make us a third world country. That's why we need Trump's plan to succeed. But maybe, magically, there's some internal uprising with the Iranians, and they do depose the latest group of mullahs that are in charge, and then somehow they capitulate and give the U.S. and Israel everything that they want, and then it's a big victory for Trump, and it's just magical. The problem with that is when you study who's actually beneath the mullahs, the first few groups that got killed, they only get more radical. And we also know, remember Ahmadinejad? It was reported 2 weeks ago and now confirmed last week by the State Department that, yes, indeed, and Trump's talked about, oh, we had a guy ready, we had some people ready, but it didn't happen. Ahmadinejad, the old Iranian president that was so demonized, was working with Mossad, MI6, and the CIA. And if the Kurds would have actually come in and the uprisings would have worked, he was going to try to lead a big group of dissidents to actually overthrow the Iranian regime and then make a deal with the U.S. But he was on house arrest, and the Israelis bombed the house so he could escape. And they ended up seriously wounding him. And he went ahead and went into the Iranians and spilt his guts and admitted what had happened. So see, this was all crazy long shot stuff. And the Kurds just took the weapons and took the money and didn't do what they would say. And Trump's talked about that. I told you that before it even came out in the news. So Trump got sold on this whole plan, this like trick shot in pool or something, that even the best champion, world champion in pool can maybe only do one out of five times. It was a gamble. And so Friday they had the airspace all cleared, new strikes ready to go. But now Trump's been briefed, I'm told, and given a real briefing and explained, well, sir, just blowing up targets really doesn't do that much. He's now gotten the news that I've been harping on, that we dropped 7.6 million bombs, big ones, that doesn't count smaller munitions, on Vietnam during our 15-year war with them, never officially declared. But we were in war with them in 60. We more officially got into a conflict in 64 after the staging Gulf of Tonkin fake attack on our ships. And then you saw us fleeing and had people hanging off the helicopter skids in 75. Now, 7.6 million bombs versus 22,000 bombs and missiles. When you got a dug-in government of 90 million people and all those weapons, it doesn't matter if you put their navy on the bottom that Trump always says, whoop-de-frickin-do. The Strait of Hormuz is 12 miles wide. And they got all that artillery and missiles, and they can close anytime they want. And that was the Pentagon's assessment. So it wasn't going to work. It didn't work. And I'm going to just hit this quickly and move on from, because people already know all the angles. I'm just giving you the latest developments. But then later, because I want to hit this other news, because we've been so distracted with this. We need to look at replacement migration, the UN invasion plan. Did you know in Italy and in France and in Germany and in Sweden and in Ireland and in the UK, they're officially letting the Muslims set up their own governments? In many cases, they just take over the whole government itself, the elected government, and that they have paramilitary squads going and taking Irish farmers' farms, groups of Muslim men in police uniforms. We have new footage. And of course, I have decades of footage in Italy and everywhere where they just come and take an old man's hotel on the beach and give it to African migrants, invaders. It's totally insane. But we got a bunch of new footage of this. Here's the new stuff. You got to see it to believe it. And then we actually pulled up local news articles about it, confirming it. So this is an invasion. And they built all these military encampments now to house all these Muslim military-age men they're bringing in. The Muslims are allied with the globalist left worldwide. And that's the Red-Green Alliance. Then we got Israel only thinking about its own interest for greater Israel, trying to get us into a giant war, fight them over there instead of over here. But then we have 15 times the Muslims on average in the United States, same number in Europe, than we did before 9/11. So we fought them over there to bring the pissed off survivors over here. We're talking about multi-level stuff, not just one-dimensional thinking here. So I'm going to get to that coming up very soon. This is incredible stuff. But Iran is not going to basically give any real concessions, because all they can do is try to get total capitulation by the United States. Or, as I said, they'll just keep getting hit. They have nothing to lose. You know what Janis Joplin said about that. When you're cornered and nothing else to lose, you're going to fight like the devil. And maybe magically they fall. But what is Trump going to do when they don't ever agree to anything? And they continue to control the Strait of Hormuz. If he tries to double down with new strikes or a ground invasion of the Strait of Hormuz, then he has truly screwed the pooch. So, yes, Iran has won the war so far, as the Pentagon predicted. I'm sure if we totally committed and brought in a national draft, as a bunch of neocons and others are calling for, I'm sure at the end of the day we'd probably beat them, of course. With hundreds of thousands of dead in the Pentagon estimates. But Trump's already made people resign and fired the head of the army and all the rest of it that told him the truth. And now he's only really got himself to blame for listening to Netanyahu and the CIA and the Mossad. And then there's this, and I already covered it some yesterday, but it's really a big deal. There's now been a whistleblower, former Pentagon correspondent, that released information Friday evening. And then people open sourced and did their research on it and found a whole bunch of more stuff. It's all confirmed that Gorka, who's now the head counterterrorism head, the terrorism czar, going back last year before Midnight Hammer, worked with the Israelis so that they could do basically illegal, clandestine surveillance, censorship, stalking, harassment of American journalists and pundits that were anti-Iran war, to basically go out and flag people's accounts, get people banned, demonize people, attack people, do all the rest of it. And it's the Israeli unit 545 running it with hundreds of millions of dollars of funding, directed by Gorka, Sebastian Gorka, who's been coming out lately, you know, saying Tucker Carlson's basically a domestic terrorist. And, of course, a bunch of these files got released, and I'm all over them. And there they are during Midnight Hammer with these reports on me. I posted them on the X yesterday, covered it on air last night. I'll get to it more later. And it says, here is Jones on his show. Screenshots of it, headlines. This is back during Midnight Hammer last June. Jones says Israel is trying to manipulate the U.S. into full war, and their goal is really regime change, and that it'll destroy the U.S. economy and that it won't work. Jones called the bad guys in the United States pushing this neocons, which is anti-Semitic and bad. No, the neocons call themselves neocons. And yeah, about half of them are Jewish. What the hell does that mean? It is Israel pushing this mainly. And it's not right to have a foreign power doing this. And it wasn't going to work. And it hasn't worked. But there it is back in June. I have Unit 545 and all these other foreign Mossad on my ass, getting his flag, getting his censor, getting his attack, getting his demonized, basically being stalked by a digital death squad. And then, of course, the Trump administration is involved in it. So I already had Obama declare me a national security threat. Oh, I'm a national security threat in the Gorka files at the terrorism center. And I'm listed as a threat by the Israelis. I'm a national security threat because I don't want us to get into a war we can't win and that we start. Because I'm smart, I'm a bad person. I'm the enemy. And a bunch of the people they demonize in the files, they go, this person's clearly an Iranian agent, a Qatari agent, a Russian agent. They don't say that about me. They say I'm duped by Iranian and Russian propaganda. They give no examples. I'm duped by their propaganda? Let me give you a little newsflash. 9 times out of 10, what you end up seeing on RT, word for word, is what I come up with. Let's get that the other way around. I create the talking points. Me. And my talking points have been picked up by Stephen Miller countless times and in Trump speeches. And everywhere else. Half the terms used today, I invented. Like left-right paradigm and all that stuff. I don't get my information from the Russians or the Iranians. I study all this stuff. And then they know that I have a huge audience and that what I say has large cachet with the public. So let's get it straight. And I'm not some propagandist for the Iranians or the Russians. I call out their stuff as well. The point is that here's the Israelis going, he's a national security threat. Now, he's probably not a Russian agent. He's just duped by them. What? By the way, the IDF told Trump 5 days before he went along with the attack on March 1st, this has come out in the news, that we don't think the regime is going to fall. So please don't expect that to happen. We disagree with the Mossad. Oh, are they Iranian agents too? Is the Pentagon Iranian agents? But see, they don't want to attack the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They don't want to attack Tulsi Gabbard head on. They don't want to attack Joe Kent with his giant military background. No, they want to just point at somebody like me and say, well, he says this because he picked up Iranian propaganda. Only time I listen to what the Iranians say, because they lie a lot too, is when they say, we're not doing a peace deal, we need to agree to that. And I wasn't sure 80 days ago when they said that if it was true, but 30 or 40 days, dozens of times after it turned out they were telling the truth on that, I believe it. But I can also look at their position. I can look at things from their worldview and understand why they're doing what they do. I don't agree with it, but I understand. They say, you break your deals with us all the time. You kill us at negotiation events. All we can do is just hold on for dear life and use the one leverage we got, the Strait of Hormuz, and hope you just pick your stuff up and leave, which, again, isn't going to happen. So what's going to happen? It's going to stay protracted. The Strait of Hormuz is going to open a little bit and close again, and they're trying to build systems around it, and that'll still take another year. Maybe Israel and Trump, if they wanted to do this, should have waited till you had them by the balls before you did that, maybe, strategically. I would actually have things in place to win. You're such big master planners. Because I'm not going to cry my Cheerios at the mullah's fault. A lot of listeners got pissed at me for saying, academically, Trump has a right for regime change in Venezuela. Under Monroe Doctrine, gunboat diplomacy, the Barbary Pirate precedent, Thomas Jefferson, all the things they were doing with China and Cuba and Mexico in our elections. I get it. But I said, I don't trust them to have elections and free up that country. The CIA was already promoting putting the vice president communist lady who really ran the country in charge and having it be a Western-run dictatorship. And now that's what they've done. Wow, that's really cool. I don't support that. And now they're talking about the Cuban regime just letting us arrest some of their old leaders like Raul and then letting the communists stay in charge and never really freeing up Cuba. And okay, we build some resorts and they open it up some, but we leave the communist in? What the? No, I'm sorry. I'm not a Machiavelli dirtbag. So I explain to listeners, in one-dimensional understanding of this, yes, I'm for regime change in Cuba and Venezuela. But I know how the CIA operates, always wanting to put somebody else bad in. Like Assad, fine, let Assad leave in Syria. But they'll put somebody in 10 times worse. They put the global head of Al-Qaeda in, who's now exterminating all the Christians. You mean just keep going on here for 10 hours? I have a responsibility to study all this and then say what I would do morally, what I would support. And if some of my listeners think putting communist dictators in and calling that regime change is a moral thing, communist dictators that do what we tell them to do, I think that's evil as hell, and I ain't signing on to that. I might as well rob banks if I want to be evil. I might as well be a supervillain. I should have joined the globalists and Henry Kissinger when he tried to hire me. I should have taken the job at Fox News or Roger Ailes if I was going to sell out. Not doing it for nobody. Because I got an audience of one that matters. That's God Almighty. Now, I'm a pragmatist to a certain point. But that only goes so far. All right, we're going to go to break. I just want to hit a few of these articles on this and a few clips. And then I'm going to move into, they don't just bring in the illegal aliens, military-aged men all over the Western world by the same UN NGOs, Soros-funded, just to vote and just to dilute the population, just to create balkanization and chaos. No, they're bringing in foreigners to be the law enforcement bureaucracy enforcers over the original current inhabitants of the West. And this is incredible footage and incredible developments coming up all over the Western world, including here, where they're hiring illegal aliens as police officers and as judges and more. We'll be back. Stay with us. Believe me, you don't want to miss any of this information coming up and then so much more. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Stay with us. I am InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made, on average, are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of, I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity, and our story has just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news. It's on Tomorrow's News Today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth so we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I let her look back at how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's Ultra Methylene Red, a proprietary product. It works great with methylene blue. The by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture, just concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene Red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. That's no crash, no junk, no watered down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. And, you know, if you're a prescriber, your subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel any time. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
This Memorial Day, honor freedom and save big at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Right now. Get an additional 25% off already discounted products. Limited time. Limited supply. Take action now.
Introducing the Gates of Hell Parasite Shirt. Inspired by the tick that turned barbecue lovers into cautious vegans overnight. Alpha Gal approved. Order now before the next helicopter drop. Introducing the new 1776 wallet from thealexjonesstore.com. Now with enough room to hold receipts from groceries that somehow cost $500. Don't wait any longer. Go to the website now. You'll be happy you did.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So Friday it broke because of a Pentagon whistleblower, and then Mike Benz, all the great researchers, everybody's finding all the open source stuff, so did we. You just add ChatGPT or Grok and it just pulls it all up. I did hours and hours, probably 6-7 hours studying just yesterday, reading all these reports and files and NGOs and how the Trump counterterrorism deputy head, Gorka, was running it with the Israelis through fake NGOs using Israeli money, hundreds of millions of dollars, to target and harass and stalk and dox and harass the employers of anybody questioning Midnight Hammer or the current war. And, of course, I'm all over it, being targeted, and how they send in swarms of people to file stuff on X and everywhere else to try to get us killed in the algorithm or get us banned. It's a foreign power not just getting involved in our congressional elections and bragging about it and spending, you know, $20+ million going after Massey and then bragging about it. It's coming after me. So I get chewed on by the Democrats. Got no help from Trump in his first administration. I never bitched about that when they were chewing on me. And now we have them front and center coming after anybody. I mean, they got Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's in the report, and they're saying he's a threat to national security, all because he's like, Trump promised no Iran war. And The Pentagon says that the mullahs probably won't fall. And so what's going to happen when they close the strait? He listens to me. He knows what's going on. Oh, yeah, Joe Rogan, he's really, you know, secretly wears Nazi underwear. Man, and then the very same Israeli groups funding this, the World Jewish Congress 2 weeks ago, we played the clips, is like, we've spent $500 million. They just put another $760 million 2 weeks ago. We're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on this, and the polls show 90% of the people are against us around the world. This is getting worse. We don't know what to do. And the head of the ADL says, we'll use the same energy we use blowing up Hamas with pagers in America. That's a quote. I'm like, well, is that a threat? You bet your ass it is. So you're going after all these people that are traditionally don't hate Israel and don't hate Jews and certainly aren't little kissy cake time with the Muslims. And understand Israel used to be the underdog over there. I'm sure as hell brought up to be pro-Israel. And now you are so out of control and targeting me. What am I supposed to do? Use your brains. I had Michael Savage on 6 months ago. And he's really smart. And he's dialed in. And he says, I've talked to former top generals, former intelligence head. And by the way, they've all signed letters and gone public and done interviews. And Tucker interviewed over 30 of them before this war. Every former intelligence head said, don't do it. It's a disaster. Netanyahu's cornered. He needs this war to not go to prison. This is destroying Israel in the end. We can look 4 or 5 steps ahead. This is horrible. Iran's not going to fall. This is absolutely out of control. I guess they're all Qatari agents or Iranian agents too, right? But see, nobody's going to buy saying the former Israeli intelligence head, you know, is a Nazi. But yeah, we'll say Joe Rogan is. And you think that's going to intimidate us and make us stop reporting when you just make up that crap out of your butt? So, I already covered it and showed all the documents, or some of the documents yesterday. There's even more coming out now. But it's wild. Jones claims Israel is trying to suck the United States into a wider war and that it won't be successful. That's in June of last year. In reports on me, as they send out talking points to thousands of influencers, and they didn't think reporters and influencers on their payroll weren't going to go public. Since this Pentagon lady, who's I've seen and known for years, went public Friday, a whole bunch more have gone public and are releasing the orders they get from this NGO run by Gorka that gets Israeli money. And it's Israelis running it. It's illegal as hell. So now we got to have government weaponization hearings on what Trump did. And maybe Trump didn't know. And when I asked that question yesterday, a bunch of listeners were like, Jones, don't be so naive. Of course Trump knew. Asking the question puts it on the table. And I said, if Trump doesn't stop this and doesn't repudiate it, we know he was behind it and it's impeachable. And I don't want to impeach Trump. I want him to succeed. But I said, impeach the Democrats for using British intelligence. They use foreign intelligence because they can hide it from Congress with all their same stuff. Project 545 and the Israelis have been doing with Gorka is the same crap they use the EU and NATO intelligence to do. Remember the Steele dossier, all that? I told Trump when he was first elected. 2017, the New York Times has articles attacking me. Jones claims secret operations are being run out of NATO and the UK. I didn't claim that. We had documents. I know how this works. So now I wake up Saturday, like 3:30 in the morning, and my phone's full of all this new stuff breaking. And it's like, oh, I get the Israelis doing it now to me. Wonderful. That's really great. And then I see the boomers. What are you doing attacking the Israel? Big deal. You got a big mouth. They have a right to come after you. Not working with our government. Not being directed by Gorka. That's why they hit it to these fake NGOs. They claim are Americans. Oh, but it was bad when the Democrats did it with the British against MAGA. But now that it's Israel doing it through Trump, it's okay. Look at how sick your brains have gotten out there. So you've all seen the videos back from COVID. And they were done before on other big rollouts of propaganda. But it'll start with one reporter saying, safe and effective, one shot, you can't spread COVID, you can't get COVID. And then it cuts to another reporter saying the same thing, and then another, and soon the whole screen's filled with 100 reporters. And then they cut to the next statement. Those not taking it are the problem. They should probably be put in prison. And then It's a talking point. It's a script. You know they're following a script. And so this group, 545, there's a couple others, but it's the main one quarterbacking it. I know when I'm seeing people read scripts. And we knew it was coming out of Israel. Netanyahu said last year, we're launching an eight-front war. The eighth front is propaganda in the West. We're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars doing it. He didn't hide it. Just the details. And then now Israel's like, God, it's not working. We don't know why it's not working. Because people don't like foreign governments running their lives and getting them into wars. And they don't like being called all sorts of vicious names and persecuted for simply standing up against a war that the experts said we would win. You're the degenerate gamblers, not us. You're the ones mortgaging your whole future for this war. We're like, don't mortgage ours. We're not degenerate gamblers. So I'm not singling him out, but here's just a microcosm. I've been on Dave Rubin's show. He's been on my show. Overall, he does good social issue work for America. I don't think he's a bad guy. I just have to pick one person because I can't play them all, but this is a compilation of Rubin as the war was about to launch 86 days ago, and once it launched, walking you through the BS, and when you hear everything he says, you can go out and find 1,000 other reporters or influencers or podcasters with the same exact lines. And so I don't know if the NGO that's the front group for Project 545 did this or other subgroups, but when you hear Dave Rubin, this is talking points that are exactly the same word for word. And so somebody should get this Rubin clip. You'll find all the other influencers word for word repeating and just make a compilation of them, because we're crowdsourcing this. We don't have a bigger crew as we used to. We're going to build it back up. Thanks for your support at thealexjonesstore.com. So I'm not singling you out, Dave. I like you. But the point is that he believes this. He believes the Iranians can be defeated. He believes it's the right thing to do. I'm not even saying him and Hegseth are bad people. I know people that know Hegseth well. He's a true believer. Not a bad person. He's being misguided. Same with Trump. Rubin, same deal. And I'm only prefacing that because people look at Nick Shirley and they go, look at these talking points he's got. They're word for word the CIA on Cuba. Well, he doesn't work for the CIA, obviously. I've known him since he was a high schooler, first getting on air with a cheap camera. He believes in regime change in Cuba. So do I overall. So he's out there regurgitating what the White House is telling him because he's a true believer. But the point is, here's these true believers that look like fools now because they went with what the politicos at the White House and the Israelis are putting out and not what the actual Defense Department said or an expert like me said. And I am an expert. This is all I do. And I got a track record of being right. So, Mr. Rubin, be your own man. Don't get your talking points. I don't know how much money you're getting paid. I'm not saying you are, but we know a lot of these guys are. It's admitted Israel's spending hundreds of millions of dollars every few months in America alone for this crap. And it's morally wrong. It's illegal as hell. I know they do it through U.S. NGOs. But at the end of the day, just stop. It's not just the left with all the NGO crap, though they're much bigger than the Republicans. But Trump is basically joining them at their own game and not even targeting the Democrats. They're targeting us. I would say to Trump, don't have clandestine groups and organizations and the CIA targeting Democrats. Take the power of the CIA away. Because we're not the Democrats. Oh, by the way, coming up next hour, Senator Josh Hawley in hearings has brought out the CIA basically has run a coup against America. No matter who's in power, they stay in power. And so has Congressman Burchett. This is powerful. We're going to look at this. It's all coming up start of the next hour. But since I mentioned it, here is Dave Rubin literally reading your talking points that every single step of the way were not true, not accurate, and hopium flying in the face of what the Pentagon, the CIA, 15 other intelligence agencies, and the IDF told Trump that it's not going to work. Here it is.
Allow me to make a prediction here in my prediction stuff. I'm not Polly Market, I'm not Kalshi, but I'm pretty good at predictions. And my prediction here is that everything that the media is now going to say about Iran's going to close the Strait of Hormuz and energy prices are going to go crazy and all these, none of this is going to come to pass. Gas prices are coming down and will continue to come down. If the United States wants to keep the Strait of Hormuz open, which it does, and Donald Trump said we'll escort ships through if we have to, it's going to stay open. This is the leader of the Iranian opposition. He has been in exile. His name is Reza Pahlavi. We have shown you videos of him before. He's the eldest son of the former Shah of Iran, and he likely is the next leader of Iran. This is the guy that, by all accounts, when this war ends, will go in and he will be the leader. And again, it will be different. Just remember, it sounds like the Kurds are starting to enter the country with arms to help the people take out the last vestiges of the IRGC. There's a lot of good things happening. This is Iranians, and you can hear they are chanting Bibi June, Bibi Netanyahu. In Iran, they are chanting praise for Benjamin Netanyahu.
And it was a deep fake. It was fake.
And when you take out Khamenei and you take out his number two and his number three and his number four and his number 37 and his number 42, then suddenly the next guy's going, it's a little hot in here. And then people start behaving a little bit differently. They've plotted this war, this extraordinary war that will be studied for decades, right? For decades, they will study
Hit pause. I got 10 seconds. Yeah, if Trump keeps stepping in it and tries to do ground troops and doesn't do the right thing and pull back and declare victory, then it'll be studied for decades of what killed the American empire and created a global depression, which the globalists wanted. Yeah, you're right, Dave. It'll be studied for decades. It'll be studied for hundreds of years, but not in the way you thought. And this is the same Mark Levin talking point. It's beautiful. It's all been studied. We're guaranteed to win 4 days. Remember, 4 days in, Trump said, we've won. That was 80-something days ago. I mean, folks, I will not sit here and be complicit in lying. I won't lie to you. I will not insult your intelligence. Now, the Iranians are so belligerent, they are asking for too much. I predict Trump actually isn't going to give up. He's going to double down, and then we're all screwed. So, I'm not saying it's 100% prediction, but that's the way it's going. I think you agree with me, don't you? You can feel it. This is bad. This is real bad. Finish up with Dave Rubin.
Plotted this war, this extraordinary war that will be studied for decades, right? For decades, they will study how this incredible war took place. That's we are hitting critical infrastructure. We are damaging the regime, so hopefully the people will be able to take over their countries. Now, the question is, if you're going to hit power plants and you're going to hit civilian infrastructure and things of that nature, how do you make sure it's not going to harm the people, but just the regime? And when we have a Department of War that is not looking for war, will perform war, then we are going to do it at the maximum level of competency. I think the way you can look at this, I haven't heard anyone else say this, but this seems to me to be the war to end all wars.
Oh, you haven't heard anyone say that. If we just get this one war, Trump said, is create this huge new era of peace. You're reading talking points that came out of the butt of Benjamin Netanyahu. And you are 100% wrong. We are 100% right. And that's the facts. And I said this on March 1st. I said, I hope I'm wrong. I will literally get, I don't even like champagne, but we're going to buy Dom Pérignon, fancy champagne, and we're going to drink it on air if the regime falls. There's been no champagne here. So. And I said to the detractors that are pro-war, and I go, hey, McFly, hello. Are you in there? It's not going to work. And now it didn't work. Hey, McFly, didn't work. Well, I'll just declare you a Nazi and get you censored. You traitor, see how you like that? I'm just like, you're an idiot. You think Israel's a big enough pariah now? Just wait. But just ignore every former Israeli intelligence chief living and almost every former general, just hundreds of them have gone public. Tucker interviewed 30 of them for a video. You think they just all got up off their ass and did that for no reason? Because they hate Israel. They want to hurt Israel. The biggest threat to Israel is Benjamin Netanyahu biting off more than he can chew with his chutzpah-fueled insanity. Let me just finish this, and then I'm going to get into the incredible illegal alien hordes being turned into paramilitary groups. And it doesn't matter where you live, this is the plan. Whether you're in the U.S., whether you're in Ireland, whether you're in Italy, whether you're in Australia, this is the plan. And I'm going to explain and show you the facts. It's incredible. And I'm going to do a deeper dive on this anybody else has done. This is just a tiny dive. But it's the deepest anybody's done. But it is out in the open. It is insane. Look at this. No Iran deal. Trump officials secretly say pay no attention to the claims. And this has come out before. I don't just believe the Iranians. We've been told over 30 plus times this by Trump. And they put out on their official national news agency, no, we have not agreed to anything. Now, the good news is there's a ceasefire and Trump just wants to extend it. And hopefully we just declare victory and it fades away. But the Iranians now are in the driver's seat and have grabbed the strait. They're putting tolls on it. I don't think Trump's going to go along with that. So we're in deep crap here. And so are the Iranians. Rubio defends push for Iran deal, which Trump says is in the final stages. Cruz defying the Don. This is Iran dealing. Airs out AG. Well, here's the problem, Mr. Neocon. When Ted Cruz a few months ago got asked by Tucker Carlson, how many people live in Iran? He didn't know 90 million. He said, I don't need to know that. Okay, how big is their landmass compared to Iraq? Three times. He doesn't need to know that. Well, what about the Iran-Iraq war that we fought? How'd that go? Who won that? I don't know. Oh, you don't know Iran won that? You don't know? You don't know the Pentagon's been studying this and has said don't do it? No, I don't know that. I just believe in our military. Same talking point Lindsey Graham said. They're like, 2,000 Marines can't take Strait of Hormuz. I believe in our Marines. What are you against our Marines? Well, it took 110,000 of them to take Iwo Jima with 23,000 Japanese troops. We lost 24,000 Marines. That's one island with people that are willing to fight. Yeah, we killed them and we won. The Strait of Hormuz is 100 plus times worse than Iwo Jima. That's why you got the guy that stole the election from Massey and all the other talking points. We need a draft implemented now. We got to go to full war. We don't have the ground troops. Trump told the head of the army over a month ago, get ready to invade. How many troops you got ready? 20,000 airborne. He said, then draw it up, get it ready. And he said, sir, we need 100,000 troops. And Trump said, I want your resignation. He said, I'm not doing it. You're fired, bitch. Because the army told him 20,000 troops can't take that, sir. There's over 150,000 Iranian troops estimated there. Have you looked at the terrain? 2,000-3,000-foot sheer cliffs, beaches, dozens of islands, all weapon systems, underground bases. It's hundreds of times worse than Gaza. It took the Israelis years to be able to take. Trump has no understanding of military affairs. He's admitted that. Neither does Mr. Levin or Mr. Shapiro. So that's where we are. Republican leaders, Lindsey Graham, Cruz slammed, reported 60-day Iran ceasefire deal. Trump said to assure Netanyahu will thwart Iran nuke program as Israel fears very bad deal. The very bad deal was listening to you. Thought it was all obliterated back during Midnight Hammer. Ted Cruz and Donald Trump advisors clash over Iran deal terms. Trump advisor tells Mike Pompeo, shut your stupid mouth. Iran wiped out one-fifth of the U.S. Reaper drone fleet, congressional report. Meanwhile, 61% of Americans said they had to cut back on groceries because of all of this. But don't worry, Dave Rubin read Talking Points. Everything's fine. You didn't know everything's fine? All right. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and hit the news, the latest in Ireland, where hundreds of Muslims show up in police uniforms that turn out are fake, but they've got the government seal, and they control the city council, and they're just taking a farmer's land. And then we've got reports of it and videos all over the world happening. Because you can get up 5-10% of Muslims in your area, then they take over your government, and then they, as a force, will do whatever they want, and when no one's willing to stand up against them, they take over. The whole Quran is about how to take over. It is a takeover manual. But, oh, we're supposed to go fight the Iran over there when it's the Muslim Brotherhood with the UN. That's the group Iran opposes. To a great extent, Saudi Arabia actually opposes them as well. You got to learn all the different factions. They work with them some. But it's just all a disaster. It's all coming up. We're about to go to break. Remember, I'm not funded by Israel, Qatar, the Iranians, the Russians, the Chinese, the Republicans, the Democrats. I'm funded by you. And if I am working here at the behest of you, if you like what I say and want to keep it on the air to battle all this tyranny, the tyrants certainly want us off the air. If you want to checkmate them, then word of mouth, spread the articles, the videos, the live feeds on a daily basis. It's an info war, and I salute you for it. Pray for myself and my family and the crew, and please go try our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss. Check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Do it now at thealexjonesstore.com. And that is owned by Bigley, the great company that owns the Alex Jones Network. So the bad guys can't shut that down. I want to hire more hosts, more reporters. I want to expand bigger than InfoWars ever was. But we're building it if you will come, and you are. But I need your support. We have a massive Memorial Day sale that ends tomorrow night at midnight on top of all the other big giant deals that are already going. 30% off, 40% off, 50% off, depending on the product. Everything's got a discount right now. An additional 25% off stacked on it at checkout until tomorrow night at midnight Central Standard Time. We roll over to Tuesday. Mega Flash buy one, get one free sale still continues, though. Get T3, the very best missing link. Iodine supercharges your old body. Most people have serious issues because of iodine deficiency, or they can't absorb other types of iodine that are bound to other elements. This is not bound to an element. It's totally pure. T3 trifecta iodine. Buy one bottle, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one bottle of super medical grade ultramethylene blue tincture, another bottle free, or mix and match. Get one bottle of ultramethylene blue, get a free bottle of iodine. And we're selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallet. First run of these. I just went out and found one of these that I loved. Faraday cage, RFIDs. People can't scan you at a distance. This is a big problem with thieves. They can scan your chip, steal your identity. Holds 20 cards, 25 bills. Really nice leather. Top grade aerospace aluminum. Super lightweight. They had a limited first run of these with limited edition design, 1776, and Don't Tread on Me. We've got some murdered out ones coming in as well. Those are about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. That funds our operation. But you get 25% off right now on top of everything. 40% off of methylene blue, gummies, Warcry smelling salts, Ultra DNA Revival, Zeolite, 35% off, Detox, Creatine Powder, Atomic Defense, Methylene Red Tincture, MK Ultra Brain Booster, Ultimate Chill and Energy. So on top of 35%, 25% on top of that. It's the biggest deal ever in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com right now. And it funds this operation. I can't do it without you, so take action now. But whatever you do, stay with us in hour number two of the Alex Jones Show. We have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good. The ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off. So stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, we've got this day only. It ends at midnight tonight, this Friday. Massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extend it until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free, the very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design, Don't Tread on Me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air.